Area officials were shocked when the Department of Health and Family Services announced more than a year ago that most of the people who live at the Northern Center would be moved into community settings and hundreds would lose their jobs. That downsizing was slowed down, but local lawmakers quickly came up with a plan to put a veterans campus there. It would include a 120-bed nursing home and also an assisted living unit.
We have the population to fill the home, we think, immediately once it's constructed.
Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary John Skoko says the campus will serve 14 counties in western Wisconsin. Right now, he says there are more than 17,000 veterans over 65 in that region. While the project is not slated to be built until 2009, Skokos hopes to move it up when he meets with officials in Washington next week.
We understand what's happening at Chippewa Falls. Our goal is to get this up and running as fast as we can, and we have to work within the federal regulations, the grant process, and as usual, a lot of bureaucratic red tape. But we're working as hard as we can. We're going to work with your mayor and all your community leaders also to try to get that up and get it running.
The mayor of Chippewa Falls is Doug Sandvik.
Obviously, this is needed for our veterans. There's still a few from World War I around here, and our current veterans that are becoming veterans every day now. Quite a few people are going to be heading out with the 128th. They're going to Iraq. It's good to know that they'll have this in the future, that America does appreciate their efforts in this fight for freedom, not just in this country, but across the world.
Meanwhile, organizers hope to add a homeless veterans program to the site and move a veterans outpatient clinic there, too. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.